Best-selling author and American psychologist Mary Pfeiffer said this: "We live in a world filled with language. Language imparts identity, meaning, and perspective to our human community. Writers are either polluters or part of the cleanup team. Just as the language of power and greed has the potential to destroy us, the language of reason and empathy has the power to save us. Writers can inspire a kinder, fairer, more beautiful world, or invite selfishness, stereotyping, and violence. Writers can unite people or divide them." In this Book Show podcast, host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod asks women authors a simple question: which kind of writer are you? She invites each guest to step into the confidence zone to proclaim how her book can inspire. If you are seeking inspiration to create your legacy, take out your pen and pad. Your book, My Time, starts now.
Hello, friends. Welcome to this special episode of the Book Show podcast, Your Book, My Time. I started this podcast because I am a published author, and I was always looking for a place to speak about my books, which I love. Today, I am delighted that I am going to be the guest on my own podcast, and I have invited my good friend, Nadine Searle, the Calmer Self Coach, to be the host. Nadine, thank you so much for being my guest host today. I put myself in your hands.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for asking me. I am so honored to be able to talk to you and give you the opportunity to share another one of your books with a wider audience, because I've got to say, this is the second one that I've read of yours. Is there another two?
There's one published and one on the way.
There's one on the way. Yeah, that's right. And they are just so inspirational. They are so, so good. And the honest truth is that I probably would have, I'd get around to them one day to read, but actually having this focus, and this one especially, is close to my heart. So I so love it. So the book that we are talking about today is your book, Meditations to Ease, Calm, and Inspire. And there it is.
There it is. And I love the cover of my books.
It's perfect, isn't it? I've just seeing that again, and I have been looking at the cover, you know, it just is so, it's relaxing, calming. You've got the color, you've got the sea, you've got the beautiful, you know, it is just perfect.
And I want to give a shout out to Leah Karras of Charismatic Design, who designed all three of my book covers.
They are good. They are so good. But that one especially, it just says it all, doesn't it? So before you even look at this book, you are getting that sense of like, oh, this is what it's all about. And your little subtitle, if you like, I don't know if that's what you call it, is A Collection to Activate Your Mind and Soul. Now, that straight away, I'm going to start asking you questions, Susan, because I go like, well, meditate, calm, you know, activate. Those are two different things, aren't they? But it really is that whole thing about, you know, meditation does so much more than just, it's not about peace and calm, is it? It is about questioning, thinking, activating, connecting. So what is the story behind your story in this book, Susan? Why did you want to do it? What is it all about for you?
Yeah, I actually love my subtitles also, and I did spend quite a bit of time on them. So it's interesting that you caught that word, because there's something that I've been told my whole life since I was very young, at least 14, maybe earlier, but definitely since I was 14 coming into high school, and that is that you get things done. I've been a leader for a long time. I've been an activator for a long time. And in my own business, as I've grown it over 20 or more years working for myself, it takes activation to get things done. Now, sometimes when we're in the activation realm, we're in that type A, have to get it all done now. Mm-hmm. And that's where the activated energy sometimes leads us, which it did for me. From the time I was 14 or 15 till the time I was, gosh, I guess I really want to say 35 plus, when I had my emotional meltdown from being so type A, so activated, so such an initiator, such a creator in my life, working in all different kinds of ways, I had an emotional meltdown, as I call it. I ended up in bed for 10 days. I lost my peripheral vision. I ended up on medication for 7 years. And that sort of all started what I call my own journey to enlightenment. So right in the beginning of my books, I always write a note to the reader. And I reveal as a reader that I surprised myself when I started writing meditations, because I used to mock meditations. I didn't have time for meditations. I didn't have time for anything but being an activator. But over a journey now of 20 to 25 years, I realized that activating the soul is the basis of personal growth and development. Mm-hmm. Anything else is the basis of sort of externalized type A, anxious, worried, fear-based behavior. So it does say a collection to activate your mind and soul, because my own journey started with getting control of my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it was only when I began to get control of my perseverating thoughts, have to do it all, have to do it now, have to do this, have to do that, also have to do the other thing, while I'm also being a good community volunteer, being a good daughter, sister, wife, mother, friend, etc. And so the subtitle, starting right at the very beginning, to activate your mind, my meditations are geared to activate your thinking, to understand, but also to activate your soul. As you note in each of my meditations, I say, take a breath in, deep breath in, long breath out. So that's a little bit of the story behind this story.
Oh, I so love that. And it's really true. I always say it's meditation for a purpose, isn't it? And when you're busy, you're absolutely right, Susan. So many people say, I haven't got time to meditate. I mean, what they don't realize, and you and I both know, that if you take that little pause, that little time out in whatever shape or form, then you seem to make more time, don't you? And you definitely have more focus and clarity. And this is what you're doing with these meditations, isn't it? They were all for a purpose. I'm not going to go through them all one by one. I'd love to, but people buy the books, you know, read the book. It's all there. But you actually, you've got them all with a purpose of what you can use them for, what they do. And it's very, very clear, isn't it, what they do. And so you can pick one and use it for a purpose, can't you?
Yes. And also, I love this part of the conversation, because in fact, also as the Calmer Self Coach, I've listened to your meditations, I've shared your meditations, I've hired you to create a meditation for my, you know, my cohort. And what you and I know, but I had to learn it the hard way. And I guess you did too, because I know your story. What you and I know is that what's called meditation actually gives you more time. Let me talk about this for just a second.
Yeah, please do.
When you're perseverating on the thoughts that swirl around your brain, when you're in this negative space, you're in a very thinking space, time is your enemy. Time is passing mindlessly. Time is passing, and you all of a sudden be like, oh, blink and it's gone. And you all of a sudden come to consciousness that you've driven the whole highway from the daycare center to the home and not been in awareness. Ask me how I know that. Yeah. All these things, there's a million examples of how when you're in mindlessness, when thoughts are perseverating through your mind, swirling around, that you lose time. When you learn the art of what I call creating a meditative space, because I never got trained in meditation. I don't do transcendental meditation. There's so many different kinds of meditation. For me, I call it creating a meditative space. For me, often it's out in nature, but once you practice it, you can create it wherever you are. Most of the early meditations that I wrote came to me in full form. when I was out in nature. And when I say in full form, I was voice dictating the meditations.
Wow.
I didn't know at that time they were meditations, but then I realized what they were in full form with nearly no edits.
Wow.
And so when you're able to create meditative space, time slows down, Nadine, doesn't it?
It so does. It so does. Yeah.
And that's how I share in my coaching work, in confidence coaching, you actually can create more time in your day.
Yes.
Don't you find that?
Oh, I can't say that enough to people. And unless they try it, they don't believe it, do they? So I would really encourage everyone to really step into this, because like you say, it doesn't have to be sitting still quiet for a long time. It can be in nature. I always call it a bit of a combination of mindfulness and meditation, so people can understand it better. Because meditation, some people just think it's sitting still, quiet for a long time, emptying your head. And yes, there's a technique to learn how to clear that fog and that busyness, but it's not being about empty. It is about activating, like you say, connecting with your soul, really, really getting in tune with you and getting that. Those moments, like you say, these meditations came to you while you were out in nature, you know.
Oh my gosh,
one
of them came to me. I was in Sedona, Arizona, of course, a wonderful place to promote this, but you can be in Sedona, Arizona and still have your thoughts swirling all over the place. You can be in worry and fear and all of that. And I remember I was sitting on a Red Rock Mountain, to tell you the truth, and the meditation, Your Journey to Prosperous Abundance, came to
me.
And it was there. It's such a good one. It's such a good one to clear the blocks, barriers, and resistance to abundance. Abundance sometimes is financial, sometimes it's love, sometimes it's, you know, emotion. There many abundance means many things. And I just remember sitting there and it just flowed through. So this is very, very important. Of course, there is a form of meditation where you sit for 45 minutes, you go into a deep state of a certain type of consciousness, and that is a very beneficial thing.
If you can do that, I
actually do highly recommend that. The people I know who have done that type of meditation, and that's not guided meditation, listening to meditations in your headphones, I don't know many people who have sustained that. Some people do talk about sustaining that for years on end. I'm not there yet. Unless you say walking in nature for hours on end, perhaps. But but I'm more still, I have to be honest, obviously, to be fully transparent, I'm more in the space of creating a meditative space or meditative experience for myself, slowing my mind down, slowing my body down, slowing my thoughts down. And then another thing is, once you can achieve that, opening up. And so one of my meditations is called On Clearing. It's the first meditation I put in the book called On Clearing, because that, as you also indicated earlier from your experience in your work, is a hard thing. It says, if you struggle to find that space to clear your mind and get quiet inside, this meditation will serve you. Getting clear and quiet will reveal the hidden blessings in your life. And my meditations are short. It's a small book. Here's my hand to see how small it is. And the meditations are short. And after each meditation is a page that says reflections.
Of course there is. I was going to say that, actually. You always put a space, don't you, for people to journal, to put what they've learned from it and everything, which is wonderful. I love that. But also, I'd like to pick up on that point of, like, what is clearing your mind? You know, a lot of people get hung up on that, and they say, and you say it in your book, I can't meditate. And then they don't try, or they think they're doing it wrong all the time. There is no right or wrong, is there? We all do it in a different way. Like you've just said, there are people that will spend maybe hours a day doing deep meditation that they can do without any guidance or anything. That's one thing. And we can do that if we want to. We can build up to that if we want to. But sometimes just, I call it snatching a moment of calm. You've heard me say
I know you do.
You can do it. And you just demonstrated it perfectly. You just did with your hands. You just calmed and soothed yourself. And you said a few words. Can't even remember what you said, actually. But a few little quick, I do what yeah. I do, you know. And you changed your state of mind. Probably your breathing and your heart rate changed as well in a few seconds.
Yes.
So we can step into it.
Yeah, yes. I used my hands like this. Yeah. Right. That was just exactly, you know, friends who are watching us and listening to us, yeah. Nadine
Stroking.
And I both use embodiment and we both understand the power of the physical to move the energy. So I used my hands and then I used the word saddle. Okay. Right. Mm. And so this is such an important conversation because I don't know if it's especially today, Nadine, or is it in fact in any day, in any age that there is such stress and distress? I mean, are our lives harder than the lives of a pioneer woman, Nadine? I'm not sure that it is, right?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. It's different.
Right.
We have different things going on, but I wouldn't like to say one is harder than the other because
exactly.
it's just different.
But what I really want to address underlying what we're saying, this is one of the most important things that I've learned in my life and in my business, is that the idea of that something has to be all one way for it to be the right way, parenthesis, for you, is completely negated today. And Nadine and I are here to be witness to this, to show you in real time how this works. Nadine is in the UK. I'm in the United States. We are having a conversation. We are both at Women in Business for ourselves, generating income for our financial accounts. And we're doing it in a way that is happy, healthy, and fun. All of that, Nadine, negates the old way of business and life, which is what you just said before, that there's only one way to do it right. Isn't that the case, Nadine, especially with meditation?
Exactly. And we all find our own way. And you said it at the start, you know, we're creating this lovely meditative state for themselves. I have trouble saying that, meditative. But I call it that happy, safe space. And whatever way we can do that, and it might be in nature, it might just be just thinking of a memory or something, or I love to tune in and think of puppies, you know, my dogs. I'm a dog lover. That takes me instantly there. So we find our own way to get that feeling. And like you just demonstrated, you know, using movement, walking does it for some people, like you say, you know, when you were comparing with the olden days, if you like, you know, I think back to my childhood and I actually, because I didn't drive, I spent a lot of time walking. I was meditating while I was walking. I was clearing my head. I was moving. You know, there's power in the movement, like you say. I didn't realize I was, but those times were really precious to me. And I think you said in one of our earlier conversations that you would use your time when you were commuting to actually listen to, was it self-help?
Yes, I did indeed. I said the car was my university. In my self-help and self-development and personal growth. So this is such an important part of our conversation. How do you access soul moments? My first book that you interviewed me on before the other podcast is called Your Job is to Be. And in that book, chapter 6 is a chapter called Windows to the Soul. And I included that because of exactly what we're just saying. How do I? Nadine, I have my own group. I'm in other groups. I spend time, quality, personal, intentional, committed time in some very large women's groups. Women are suffering today. And the how do I is just constant. And so I call the windows to the soul singing, praying, being out in nature, and meditation. Yeah. And yeah. And that is so important, because singing all, and, or it may be, creativity also.
Yes.
There's, yeah, creativity, whatever it is that will give you a moment to settle.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah.
To breathe and to open inside, to open, 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 open inside. Mm. Mm. And that is really the way that, to go back to our point, to circle back, where you literally buy more time in your day.
Mm. And you do, it's taking that pause, isn't it? That moment. And I'd like to, one that really stood out for me, and you've got boat meditation.
Yes.
And use, and just because we can share this quickly, can't we, if that's okay with you? The actual using those initials. So, but B for breathe, pause, and then O for open. And that's another little pause, isn't it? A for allow, which I love, pause, and then think with a pause. Just that in itself, I feel different just by saying it to
yes,
you.
Yes, I love my boat meditation.
That's an example. I've got chills just doing that, to be honest, Susan. Yes. And it's just, this is, you're demonstrating with all of your meditations that you're actually, you're talking people through it, because they read through and they do it. And can I just point out, and it is in the book, but I think it's wonderful, you suggest, don't you, record this in your own voice. That is so powerful.
Yes.
Because when you're talking to yourself, you're soothing yourself, you're calming yourself, you're connecting with your own soul. So that, if people want to do it that way, it's such a wonderful little tip that you've given there.
Let's really talk about this, Nadine. Mm, I was going to say, I have a friend who listens to meditations. I have lots of people who do. I want to also point out what I said in business to anybody watching or listening to us. If I'm talking about meditations, I have a book on meditations, and Nadine is the calmer self coach who creates meditations, why aren't we competitors? Why aren't we competing with each other for business? Why aren't we looking at each other as like, well, I would never bring her on my podcast. She would never allow me into her private group, both of which are happening.
Yeah,
and the answer comes back again. We circle around in this discussion to the fact that there's a new way of being in our lives. Mm-hmm. There's a new way of doing business. So this boat meditation came to me when I was on our sailboat with my husband. He was a sailor before we met. And then in our lives together, we sailed on a beautiful, gorgeous lake, Lake George, in upstate New York. And I spent many a day on the boat. Now, don't get me wrong, full disclosure, having a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old on a sailboat is not really relaxing and fun.
No.
A conversation for another time, but later, much later, I was able to spend time. I was able to open up. I was able to allow thoughts to come through. And so that's how I came up with the boat meditation. And the way Nadine just said it is actually the way it's written in into my meditation. I have a graphic for that meditation, and I really use that meditation for myself all the time. 4 simple words. Mm. And you just showed it to us in real
so simple,
time, Nadine.
So simple, quick and simple. We love that, don't we?
Yeah.
So this is really what people probably are looking for, aren't they? When you say meditate, they go, oh, I can't, I don't know how, I haven't got the time. But you are with so many examples here of things that you can step into quickly, simply, and effectively.
Yes. And there's that's 100% right. And I am, anybody who knew me in my other life laughs at me today, but I am the perfect example of someone who was not able to do all that. And now I do. The thing that I want to say is, for each individual, it's important to find the breath, right? Find the breath. That's the start of all meditative space, all meditations. Find the breath. That's a whole discussion. But also find the meditations that work for you. My friend who listens to meditations kind of scrolls through different people who do guided meditations. When you listen to your own voice, that is such a powerful way to open up to self-approval, to self-love, and eventually to self-activation, your belief in yourself. Of course, now we're in my confidence coaching. Because when you listen to someone else, it's effective. It may be productive to help you sleep, perhaps get to sleep, stay asleep, or settle down. But when you record meditations in your own voice, your throat chakra coming through, coming right into your own, you know, eardrums, then it's as if your soul is speaking to yourself. And it is so soothing.
Yeah, so powerful as well. And it does touch, it goes, you're speaking then directly to your soul in your own voice. So powerful. I would imagine some people might actually go, oh, I don't think I could do that. But it's something that's worth experimenting with, isn't it? Because it's so, so powerful. And you said earlier, didn't you, about singing and that kind of thing. You know, just one simple word sometimes repeated over and over can be enough. You know, peace, calm. You can choose the word.
So for me, that word, Nadine didn't know this. We are not scripted today.
No. But,
we are certainly not scripted. But since you said that, for me, that one word that you just talked about was clear, C-L-E-A-R.
Lovely.
That was my word because it was hard for me to clear. And then, you know, you can, you saw what I just did with my body. I lifted up.
Get some space.
I opened up a little bit. And when we do that, and we can show that again for anybody who might be watching, and I'll speak it out for anybody who might be listening. And that is this: sit back in a relaxed, comfortable position. You can feel your shoulders are down. They're in a little bit. And the front of you, your heart space area, is a little bit closed. If you lean forward, you sit up, you align your head, your neck, your ears, your spine, and you go into a little bit of a square stance. You just bring your shoulders back, not tight and hard, but just gently back. You open that front space. And that's the space where your breath comes more easily, and you can begin to just clear and settle.
Perfect. Feel different already. It's so lovely, isn't it? Now, one of the questions I was going to ask you, but I really think you've answered it actually. Why is your book worth our time to read?
Yeah, I love this question.
I think people have probably got that already, but please do answer if you can add more.
Yeah, it's worth it if you don't have these skills for yourself, and if you block and resist the idea of meditation. Some people are more visual learners, and so many people today find it hard to settle down. And so my book is worth your time to read because every chapter is very short, and there's an opportunity to write down your reflections. Yeah. Now, a little secret that I use, Nadine, I learned this from the Book of Awakening by John Nemo. I think it's John Nemo. I can't think of his name right now, is to use different color pens. For different times that you write your reflections in the book, so you can see your growth from the note-taking. This is why my book is worth your time. Honestly, Nadine, in this day and age, you don't make a lot of money on these books. No. My goal, my desire for people to have this book is peace. It's peace in your heart and peace in your soul. It's peacefulness. Mm-hmm. And that's why I really feel my book is worth people's time.
Yeah. And I would totally agree with that. Yeah, definitely, definitely. A simple way for people to step into this and learn, like you say, about themselves. They get so much from this little book, which is wonderful. But I think as well, You've said it at the end of your book, and I don't want to just repeat what it says because I can do, but what do you want the reader to get? You've just said beautifully calm. That's what you really want to share with everyone. But after they've read it, what do you want them to be doing? Or maybe during the process, because this isn't something you just read and put down, is it? They're going to be dipping in and out. What do you want people to really get from it?
What I want people to get from it is opening, clearing, and movement. I feel like people are a little stuck today in all the shower of exhaust that we get from social media. And I want people to get a little bit of movement. What I want people to do as a result of reading my book is A, speak about it with others, share it with others. If you want to help other people find this little bit of calm and the resulting confidence that comes from it. I would like people to develop a small practice. I call it bathroom meditation, Nadine, full disclosure. You're sitting there, right, for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, you know, 30 seconds. This was a part, believe it or not, it's a little embarrassing, but this was a part of my practice. I was, you know, busy. I was so involved with so many things. I had children. I had a husband. I had a house. I had a dog. I had a career. I was a professional volunteer. I mean, I had it all going on. When are you going to find time to do this? By the night time the night comes, you're just sinking into bed exhausted. And so what I want people to do as a result of this is what I call bathroom meditation. When you're there, anything that we've said today, whether it's the uplift in your body embodiment, whether it's that breath, that you take in, whether you have a mantra like Nadine just helped us to understand, it doesn't have to be Om. It can be if you want something that you use for yourself, whether it's some kind of affirmation that you repeat to create this meditative, you know, consciousness of the affirmation. All is well. All is well. All is well. Or I'm okay. Whatever it might be for you. That's what I want people to do. Bathroom meditation. Isn't that hysterical?
It's perfect. It's perfect. And to be honest, that's what, when people say to me they haven't got time, I go, I always say, well, you know, when you pop to, we say pop to the loo in England.
Yes, pop to the loo. Yes. Yes.
But I'd so agree. And I feel as well, you know.
By the way, I didn't know that. I've heard you a lot. I watch your videos. I listen. Of course, we talk a lot.
Yes,
but I don't know that I heard that. So there was more synergy in our work
there
together.
There you go. Oh, we're so connected, aren't we? We have no clue. It just, it comes out all the time, doesn't it? And I love that. But you are, you have inspired people. And your book will do even more to actually just step into this, like you say, in whatever shape or form, give it a go, find your own way. And you do say at the end of the book, you know, you're inviting people to even create their own meditations and write their own. So another step if they want to take it that far. So there is so much in this lovely little book. So thank you for sharing it with us all today.
Thank you so much. We're going to have another conversation. My third book is called Dear Younger Self. And so I look forward to that. I want to say, Nadine, our work that we've done together and that we will do together, from confidence to calm. We have Nadine Searle and I have an ongoing conversation about this in podcast form. And that's really what happens when you rise to confidence. From there, you feel calm. And so I look forward to our ongoing conversations in those podcasts as well. Thank you so much for today, Nadine.
Thank you. I really look forward to our next one.
See you soon.
Bye.